way in favor of Kearney Catholic by a 49-point margin, 76-27. The Kearney Catholic Stars arrive here tonight with a 7-9 record, and Gibbon is defending home court with a 10-4 record, so we suspect it'll be a little bit more of a competitive score and outcome, but you never know. It's like we said going into the ladies' game earlier. That's why they play them. This is the New Tech Seed pregame report. New Tech Seed brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all of your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seeds. Craig Eckert along with Jeff Babel here at courtside. Decent crowd here for both sides as they couple of programs that have mixed it up a few times over the years know each other pretty well and know that Johntown Highway 30. Few minutes until we get things going here on court. We'll take a timeout. Be back with your Five Points Bank starting lineups after this on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio 1460 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge is doing their part to stimulate the economy. Every Saturday from now until further notice, Sportsman's is offering their famous prime rib dinner for two. That's two of everything. Two prime ribs, two salad bars, for only $25. Dinner starts at 5, so head to sunny downtown Gibbon. Tempt your taste buds and stimulate your wallet, all at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge. They make it affordable to make the short drive.
The spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success, helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
All right, back on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Let's take a look at your Five Points Bank starting lineups. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a proud sponsor of area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. For the Kearney Catholic Stars, sending a 7-9 team here on the court, Matt Moore is a 5'9 senior. Blake Holtmeyer, 6'2 senior. Derek Jackson, a 5'10 senior. Zach Jackson, a 6-foot junior. And Brady Holtmeyer is 6 feet and just a freshman. So if you got the Jacksons and the Holtmeyers down, you about got the starting lineup taken care of. For the Gibbon boys basketball team, sporting a 10-4 record, defending home court tonight, Ryan Milks, 6 feet and a senior. Riley Reinertsen, 6'3 and a senior. Garrett Stroh, 6'2", junior. Dakota Kenton, 6-foot senior. And Jared Dorzinski is a 6-foot senior. They're just starting five for the 10-4 given Buffaloes. Jeff Babel alongside. This, like the girls' game, the waning moments of the regular season here as they enter conference play here in just a few days. And then the districts, and then potentially the state, if these two teams have to have a lot of good things happen for them in order to get that far, right?
Yeah, given 16th in power points, they're not likely to get anywhere close to a wild card, so they'll need to win their district too. Kearney Catholic sitting 29th in power points in C1, so both teams will need to get on a run here quickly, and this could be the game that really starts that run for both teams. Cardi Gatha comes in 7-9, but those 9 wins are kind of deceitful, Craig. Every one of their losses has been by like an average of 2 or 3 points. Just by looking here, 51-48, 42-40, 68-67. So, I mean, those they're on the cusp, and they kind of just need maybe that one big win over a Division I team. Getting a win against a team like the Ryerson-led Gibbon Buffaloes, that could be the motivation they need in this one.
And sometimes that happens. You see around your Big Ten basketball fan, a couple of the mid-pack teams like the Huskers and the Gophers and that, a hard time finishing and lost a lot of heartbreakers. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back in 2 minutes with more on your New Tech Seed pregame show on 1460 AM Central Nebraska's ESPN 1460 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to clipperpubco.com for daily updates.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Adams Corner Market in Gibbon. Adams is your full-service grocery store with the meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service. Adams Corner Market features Chester's Fried Chicken in their deli every day, so stop in before the game and get your dinners made for you from Adams Corner Market. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney delivers.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
All right, Bedford. Tip off here.
Misco Sports is your hometown sporting goods store for all seasons.
Noisy crowd.
With accessories and clothing for all
good
sports.
Good response by the Gibbon Buffs.
Misco Sports also maintains
fans
a large
for their home team and a nice
and
traveling
firearms.
Contingent
Misco
for
Sports,
Connie Catholic here in this the last game before Luke Platt
continuing to do so
play.
For years to come. Call them today.
And the road
for the
potentially to the state. But like we said, with these two teams in particular, a lot of fortunate things have to happen for them to go deep.
Yeah, they got to earn it that they're sub-district and district tournament final, and both teams need to get that ball rolling here starting now, I think, at this game and then going into the conference tournament.
All right, that's it on the New Tech Seed pregame show. We are off. Jump ball is controlled by Gibbon. And it's Garrett Stroh has it over on the right side inside the timeline, gets a pick, and then leaves it off to Reinertsen in the right corner. Riley tries to go into the paint, puts it up, and it falls. And Reinertsen has the first two for the Gibbon Buffaloes tonight.
Definitely They got the shooter's touch on that one. That just danced on the top of the rim, finally fell for Riley.
Here comes Kearney Catholic with Jackson on the left wing. Fires across court to Derek Jackson. And now going to the line is baseline is Holtmeyer. Puts it up, and it's in and out. Or Jack Jackson, rather. In and out, and no good. Follow shot is good by Holtmeyer. And it's two up here, 7:12 to go, just underway. Kearney Catholic at the Gibbon Buffaloes in Lou Platte Conference basketball, but not the tournament. That starts next week. Gibbon on the wing, taking a three, and it is good. Is Dzinski, Jared Dzinski. 5-2 in favor of Gibbon. Matt Moore brings it down for Kearney Catholic to Derek Jackson. Over on the right side, to Zach Jackson. They go in the corner to Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer kicks it back out front to Derek Jackson. Shot is up, no good. Score remains 5-2 as Gibbon brings it down. And it is Reinertsen feeding back to Munch.
Milch. Yeah, nice job by Riley finding the open man there.
7-2, and now back down the other way. Shot is up and good by Brady Holtmeyer, and it's 7-4. Given by three with 6:05 to go, just underway. Gareth, the ball goes out of bounds, and Kearney Catholic will take over. Matt Moore walks it down. Over to Derek Jackson. Ball is batted on the pass, taken down by Gibbon. And Garrett Stroh has it. Stroh, left side, drives the paint, off the glass, good. Garrett Stroh with his first two, it's 9-4. And the 10-4 Buffaloes have a 5-point lead on the 7-9 Stars. Between the circles, bounce pass to Jackson, back to Derek Jackson. Shot is up, or Zach Jackson, I should say, shot is up and no good. It goes out of bounds. And the Stars will get it back. Matt Moore will key the ball in. Jackson from the corner, no good. So Zach Jackson is 0-for-3 from the field. Fast break, down court, layup. Ryan Milks won't fall. Cleared away by Kearney Catholic. Jackson again now goes to the paint. Shot is up and good. Check that, Blake Holtmeyer. And it's 9-6. Stroh leaves it over for Dzinski. Now back out front to Dakota Kenton. Reinertsen backs into the paint. Turn around. Pops. It's good. Riley Reinertsen, two from close in, and he's got an 11-6 lead for his given Buffalo teammates. 4:35 to go first. Moore brings it down. Bounce pass, Zach Jackson back out. Moore loses it in the backcourt. Now picks it up and brings it up with 4:23 to go. Holtmeyer has the ball taken away by Reinertsen, who went up and pulled down the pass, and he'll take it himself. Riley Reinertsen, switch hand dribble, top of the key, fakes a shot, puts it up. He's bumped, and he'll go to the line for a couple.
Blake Holtmeyer with the foul. Blake, preferred walk-on for the basketball football team, got the tough assignment of drawing Riley Reinertsen, maybe the best player in all of C1, probably the best.
First shot by Reinertsen is no good. He's 2-for-2 from the field. He had a couple of nice close-in shots in the paint. And now he'll go for his second attempt here. The Buffs out front 11-6. 4:10 to go, first period. Second shot, that one's a swisher. And it is 5 points for Reinertsen tonight. Stars cleared away. Moore brings it down. Reinertsen will pick him up at half court. 12-6, Buffaloes out front. Holtmeyer has it. Near the left side, goes into the corner and dribbling to the baseline, losing the dribble, is Melch again. And Reinertsen down the other end, tries the layup, no good. In and out, pulled down by Holtmeyer. Kearney Catholic works it around, gets it to Brady Holtmeyer. His shot is up and no good. Stroh brings it down, takes it all away, pops from near the basket, off the glass, cleared away by Mestel, Tyler Mestel. Down court, goes to Moore, follow shot, no good by Mestel again. Ball still up there, bouncing around, finally controlled by Mestel. And out to Holtmeyer, who goes to the well and comes down empty. Gibbon clears it away. Rebound by Kenton. Stroh over to Milks. Now they feed down underneath. Shot is up off the glass and good by Dzinski. He's got 5 points and it's a 14-6 Gibbon Buffalo lead. Mestel to Jackson.
Gibbon in that 1-3-1. Kearney Catholic trying to figure out how to solve it.
Try to drive the baseline. Cut off. Lose the ball now. Back out. Shot taken from about 20 by Tyler Mestel. Again, it's no good, and it's still 14-6. A couple of subs coming in for Kearney Catholic. James. And Nathan. How? Couldn't read my own writing.
Yeah, T.J. Rivera in for...
go back to the typewritten script.
Gibbon as well. Nice backdoor pass.
Shot is up and good for Kearney Catholic. And it's 14-8, cleared away by Gibbon. Down court, layup off the glass, good by Gareth Stroh, and he's got 4 points. 16-8, Buffaloes by 8 points. James flicks it back out to Jackson. Now they go in the corner to Howe. And the ball is taken away by Rivera. Rivera, substitute just in for Gibbon. T.J. Rivera has it just inside the timeline on the right side to Milks. To Reinertsen, fall away, shot, good. Riley Reinertsen, 7 points, 3 from the field, 1 from the line. Timeout called by Kearney Catholic. Down by 10. It is given 18, Kearney Catholic 8. We'll be back in 30 seconds on 1460 AM and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Gottlieb puts the ball in play. Howe goes to Moore, and Moore over to Mestel. Bounce pass off his toe, picked up by Gibbon. Down court, Reinertsen tries to lead Stroh, and it goes out of bounds, and Kearney Catholic is going to get it right back.
Yeah, Gibbon with their fifth forced turnover. Kearney Catholic looked like they had a two-on-one, just simply bounced off of Stroh's leg, out of bounds. Gibbon with their first turnover in this one.
Minute 10 to go in the first with an 18-8 lead. Gibbon falls back on defense, 1-3-1. Back out front, go over to Mestel again on the wing. Moore kicks it back, and a shot from the corner is good by Howe. They give him two on there. I think that was a three.
Yeah, that was a three-pointer.
18-11, Reinertsen comes back and answers with two, and it's a three, 21-11. Riley Reinertsen with 3 field goals, a tray, and 1 from the line. 27 seconds to go now. Kearney Catholic playing for time here for the last shot in the first period. Into the corner, it goes to Howe. Howe pops from 15, and it's no good. But Moore clears it away. Top of the key. Shot is off the lip, no good. Holtmeyer tries for the rebound. And it goes out of bounds, and with 6.5 seconds to go, Gibbon will get a possession. T.J. Rivera will key the ball in for Gibbon, facing a full court press by Kearney Catholic. Put the ball in play to Reinerton. Easily breaks it down court. Holtmeyer on him, top of the key. Tries for three. It's an air ball, and that's the way we end the first period. With your score, the Gibbon Buffaloes 21, Kearney Catholic 11. Back in a minute on ESPN Radio 1460 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge is doing their part to stimulate the economy. Every Saturday from now until further notice, Sportsman's is offering their famous prime rib dinner for two. That's two of everything. Two prime ribs, two salad bars for only $25. Dinner starts at 5, so head to sunny downtown Gibbon. Tempt your taste buds and stimulate your wallet, all at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge. They make it affordable to make the short drive.
The spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success, helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Start the second period, 21-11. Stars get the ball. It was just underway. Moore and Harrison Pierce is now in the ball game. Under the basket, Mestel puts it up and good. Two more for Kearney Catholic, and it's 21-13 in favor of Gibbon.
Beautiful backdoor pass. Mestel was wide open off the double team. Beautiful, beautiful lay-in.
Reinerton over to Milks. Milks goes to his, or rather, Kaczynski goes to his right. Loses the ball nearly out of bounds, trying to get it to Reinerton. He's coming around on that with Stroh again to help him out. Kaczynski keys the ball in to Stroh. And Stroh outside the timeline. Feeds the ball to the corner to Milks. It's batted out of bounds, and Kearney Catholic was the last to touch, so Gibbon retains this possession. Goes into Stroh. Stroh now calling out signals. Passes it to Kenton, back to Stroh. Leaves it off for Kaczynski, and the shot is up and no good. Jared Kaczynski had the shot blocked down court. Holtmeyer lays it up and good. Blake Holtmeyer, 4 points tonight for Kearney Catholic, 21-15. Stroh breaks the pressure by Kearney Catholic, gets across half court inside the timeline, now to the left corner. Leaves it off for Kenton. Kenton back to Stroh. Stroh near the top of the key, almost loses the ball. Kicks it back out to Kaczynski. Now he'll work it to his right. He's picked up by Moore between the circles. Works to the right to Stroh. Stroh almost loses it, goes to the paint, leaves it underneath the basket. Ryan, that's a fall away. Semi-hook shot by Milks. That's pretty nice. He had thoughts of going one way and ended up salvaging the 2 points the other. Kind of a mini hook shot there, 23-15 as he was falling away. 6:27 to go now, and he was fouled in the act of shooting, and so he'll get a bonus.
Yeah, second free throw on Blake Holtmeyer, too. Early foul trouble for him. Only the second team foul for Kearney Catholic. Not a lot of fouls in this game so far.
24-15, Kearney Catholic trailing Gibbon. 6.5 to go in the first period. Matt Moore brings it down for Kearney Catholic. Reinerton is there to meet him. They go across right side to James. Into the corner goes to Howe. And then back out, popping from near the free throw, or the three-point line, is Pierce. And it's no good. Gall goes out of bounds, and a reach and foul is going to be called on Tyler Mestel. Ryan Milks comes over in the corner to put the ball in play. Stroh gets it, facing full court pressure again by Kearney Catholic. Stroh breaks across half court. Nice ball handling there exhibited by Garrett Stroh. He goes to the right side now and tries to find Milks open to Reinerton, back to Milks, back to Reinerton, left corner. Riley goes to his right, stops, finds a man cutting underneath the basket, lays it off the glass. That's good. It is Ryan Milks for two more. And Milks has a total of 4 points, 5 points in the second period, and it's 26-15. Give it out front. Between the circles, Moore. Over on the right side to James. Back out to Moore now. Outside the three-point line. Goes to the paint. Stops. Puts it up. Good. ...26-17. Stroh gets a pick to get across the half-court mark. To Reinertsen to the right of the paint. Kicks it back out now. And it's Milks going into the line. Can't get the shot up. It's taken away by Kearney Catholic. Going all the way down, one on three without any numbers. Pierce loses the dribble. And they're going to call a jump ball. Jackson, and Holtmeyer back into the ball game for Kearney Catholic. Pierce is still in. And Gibbon will key the ball in from the baseline, facing full court pressure. Pierce on Stroh, who comes across half court. Gets it over on the right wing. Rylerson holding high and goes between the circles over to Dzinski. Now back out to Stroh. Reinertsen out. Shot by Stroh. Off the lip, no good. Outlet pass intercepted by Milks. Loses it out of bounds. And Kearney Catholic will get the ball back. Harrison Pierce will put the ball in play. He has Derek Jackson out to his right, gets it to Jackson, back to Pierce, over to Holtmeyer. Back to Jackson, and Zach Jackson right side. They go underneath, kick it back out front. Popping from near the top of the key is Pierce, and he's got two more. And it's 26-19 as Kearney Catholic creeping within 7 points now.
Excellent head fake there by Pierce. Kind of just let his guy get in the air. Then that number's nailed the 15-footer.
4:07. Milks has it on the right wing. Feeds Reinertsen down low. Reinertsen fall away, and it's a little long. No good. Holtmeyer clears it away. Down court pass to Derek Jackson. Loses out of bounds. Moore comes back in for Kearney Catholic. Hit me. I don't have a number on the sub that just came in. 3:43 to go. Kearney Catholic keys the ball in. One shot is up, no good. Moore with the follow, that's no good. Jackson scoops it up and he puts it off the glass, no good. Reinertsen finally comes in, calms things down for Gibbon and brings it out across half court. Riley Reinertsen with the rebound. And he's going to get fouled there as he took it into the forecourt by Blake Holtmeyer.
Yeah, that's Blake's third foul too, so he'll be heading to the bench here. Only the fourth team foul though. Hard to get the Gibbon though. No team fouls. Nice team discipline there by the Buffaloes.
Howe is back in for Kearney Catholic. Did you pick up 30 there? I don't know if he's...
For Gibbon?
No, for Kearney Catholic.
Cam Moore.
Cam Moore?
Yep, okay. Cam Moore into the game.
Reinertsen has it outside the timeline to Milks inside. And now to Rodriguez. Milk to Rodriguez between the circles. He'll work to his right side. Between the leg dribble. Goes to his right. Dzinski's over there, but he loses the dribble before he could get over to help him out. And a jump ball is going to be called on the far side in front of the Gibbon fans. 3:01 to go until halftime. This is a quick ball game. 26-19, Kearney Catholic is down by 7 to the 10-4 Gibbon Buffaloes. Moore brings it down and goes over to Tyler Mestel. To Moore. You got Jackson, Moore, and Holtmeyer. You got the names there. I got about a pair of each of those guys.
Yeah, just throw a name out there.
You're probably right. You got a 30% chance. Shoot 30 from the field, you're doing all right, you know. Gibbon keys the ball in to Dzinski. And now Himes comes in for Gibbon for the first time. Milks works it around between the circles, leaves it off for Himes again. Now he has it near midcourt. Feeding to Milks at the top of the key, looking for Reinerson, but he fell down, picked up by Kearney Catholic. On that turnover, all the way, Mestel is fouled as he didn't get the shot off. And the ball goes out of bounds. And it'll be a foul called on
Milks.
Kearney Catholic with the ball. Jackson outside the timeline. Reinerson comes in, scoops it away, takes it himself. Off the glass, good. Riley Reinerson. And Riley has, I've got him down for 11 in the first half. Kearney Catholic turn and a shot by Howe is off the rim, no good. Who's there to rebound? Riley Reinerson. Outlet to Stroh, pops from the free throw line, and it goes in and out. Oh, my. 28-19, the score remains with a minute 40 to go until halftime. Reinerson and Dzinski close in on Moore as they go now to the corner, and the shot up by Jackson, or rather Brady Holtmeyer, is good. And it makes it 28-22. Fall away, Reinerson, three, no good off the lip. Cleared away by Howe. Outlet pass, intercepted by Dzinski, and left off for Stroh. Stroh to Dzinski, underneath the basket, off the glass, won't fall, cleared away by Moore, the younger. Matt Moore has it now. On the left side, intercepted by Stroh, outlet pass to Reinerson. Easy layup, maybe? Yes. Riley Reinerson, 13 points, 30-22, given by 8. In the corner, it goes to Brady Holtmeyer. Now back out to Moore. Brady's got it back now. Goes to the paint, pops, and he won't fall. Follow shot by Matt Moore. Cleared away as it doesn't go down by Dzinski. Now Stroh brings it across half court with 23 seconds to go. Gibbon will attempt the last shot. Work it around the corner. Reinerson has it on the right wing and moves to his left. A timeout is going to be called by Gibbon. Half minute timeout here. We'll keep it right here. Brought to you by Joel Menthe Insurance. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Menthe Shelter Insurance in Kearney. So, quite a differential from the girls' game, which was not particularly competitive, but an 8-point game. We'll take it here tonight with given out front by that margin. They have had the lead the entire evening. Kearney Catholic pulled within 7. They've been down by 10.
Yeah, Riley Reinerson doing a good job getting his shots. And when his shot's not there, he's doing a great job up front and other people like Stroh to get the buckets as well. Both teams hitting their shots. Hasn't been a lot of fouls, only 5 total fouls in this first half. So that's why the game just seems to be going so quickly. There just hasn't been a lot of stoppage tonight.
13.9 on the clock. Dzinski to Stroh. 8 seconds. Reinerson being double-teamed, works to his left, pops from just inside the three, nothing doing. A great effort by Dakota Kenton with a follow shot, and he is fouled as he went up with that. So with 0.6 seconds to go, Gibbon has an opportunity to put the ball in for a really quick pop. Stroh puts the ball in play. Reinerson's there, lays it up good. Wow. 32-22. Gibbon takes a 10-point lead to halftime. And we'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report next up on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio 1460 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to clipperpubco.com for daily updates.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Adams Corner Market in Gibbon. Adams is your full-service grocery store with the meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service. Adams Corner Market features Chester's Fried Chicken in their deli every day, so stop in before the game and get your dinners made for you from Adams Corner Market. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
At Gibbon, it's the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously from your home, the farm, your business. They remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. Coach Rick Petrie, I bet you could actually do that commercial. You've been at so many halftime, you probably have that memorized. His lips were moving when I was doing that. I saw that. Rick Petrie, coach of the victorious Kearney Catholic Stars in the ladies game. Early on, and a 49-point win. I get. We were talking here about, you know, when do you pull out your starters? When do you put in the subs? That's the big deal at this juncture, right? And when you get that far out.
Well, you know, we got a lot of kids that can play. You know, so it really doesn't. It's not. You know, we're real fortunate. We're pretty deep, and so we're able to play a lot of girls and. Kids off the bench want to play, and they did a nice job.
You know, that press just continues to be your trait. I mean, is anybody coming closer within the league of figuring it out? Or?
Well, I'm sure. You know, when we start to see teams second time around in conference tournament, they'll make adjustments, and then we'll have to make adjustments. You know, do something different, match up a little bit differently. But, you know, we work on that. Practice, and so you know we do a lot of different creative things trying to match up with different press breaks. So, you know, hopefully we'll continue to force turnovers. Do you view your team as one and one A
as far as your starting lineup is concerned? You've had a lot of really great teams. In your gut, how do these folks rank?
Well, I don't know. That's a good question. It's hard to say. You know, we're pretty young at some positions, so I guess we'll find out.
Mm-hmm. How are you going to play the conference tournament? What do you see coming up on that?
Well, you know, we have to continue to try and play at our level of ability and not play down to teams. It's really easy sometimes to overlook teams and not be focused on what you're supposed to do. And, you know, I think once we get down to the, hopefully, we get down to the end of the conference tournament, you know, Ravenna and Center are two pretty decent teams, and, you know, we'll have to play pretty well against them. And And again, you know, you're playing some teams for the second time, they're going to make adjustments. We have to be prepared for those adjustments and, you know, adjust accordingly.
What was that? We had the Centura score. How'd that come out? That was overtime, right? Oh, okay. But it's too loud in here. But yeah, that was a tight game up in St. Paul and Centura. Went into overtime. I know that for sure. Jeff will pop the score here real quick. No, the Centura game. What was that? Yeah, he'll get that. But it's a great atmosphere. The girls. Girls was 38-37 Centura in overtime. So there's some defense.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and, you know, there are teams that can play defense. You know, fortunately, we got a lot of kids that can, you know, are pretty successful offensively. So we're trying to do what we can to get the ball down the court, get the ball up, and in the basket.
Okay. Rick, 18-0. What more can I say? Thanks very much for being up with us.
Appreciate it.
You
thanks,
betcha.
Greg.
Take care. Rick Petrie from the Kearney Catholic. Started a little loud in here, so and that's good. That's good, you know, on a quiet gym. But 18-0, Rick Petrie and his Lady Stars with a 49-point win over the Gibbon Buffaloes. The men from Gibbon are having a little better time with their counterparts from Kearney Catholic. 32-22 lead for the Gibbon boys team over Kearney Catholic right now at halftime on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a timeout. We'll be back with more and some first half stats right after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney delivers.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Back on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, Craig Eckert along with Jeff Babel. We just talked to Rick Petrie of the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars, victorious over Gibbon in the girls' game earlier. Let's take a look at some stats here in this boys' game where Kearney Catholic is trailing 32-22 to the Gibbon Buffaloes, which came in here 10-4 on the year.
Yeah, let's start with Gibbon. They're on top right now, 32-22, led by surprise supplies. Riley Reinerson with 16 of those 32, so he's half the team points. Ryan Milks chipped in 7, Garrett Stroh with 4, and Jared Dershinsky with 5 as well. Dershinsky pulled down a pair of rebounds, so did Dakota Kenton, and Reinerson did pull down 4 himself. He was only 1 of 2 from the line. Milks got 1 from the line as well. For the Buffaloes, they were 2 of 4 from 3-point land, 2 of 3 from the free throw line. They turned the ball over just 5 times in that first half. Kearney Catholic was led in scoring by Brady Holtmeyer. He had 7 points in that first half. Blake Holtmeyer, the brother, had 4 points. Nathan Howe chipped in 3. And then Harrison Pierce, Matt Moore, and Tyler Mestel, as well as Derek Jackson, kicked in 2. So the more balanced scoring for the Stars, not quite getting enough. They had 5 team fouls. Gibbon only had 1, surprisingly, there in the first half. Kearney Catholic turned it over 9 times in that first half. Nathan Howe with a board. Matt Moore with 3 boards. Tyler Mestel with 5. Blake Holtmeyer with 1 rebound. Derek Jackson with 2. Brady Holtmeyer with 3. Harrison Pierce and Cam Moore with 1 apiece. Kearney Catholic 2 of 4 from the 3-point line. And like I said earlier, they did not get to that free throw line in that first half.
All right, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report comes to a close once again as we wind down the regular season here. The Kearney Catholic Stars trailing the Gibbon Buffaloes 32-22. Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation will take trash seriously, and they'll take it from your home, your farm, your business, and remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. It's a nine-county rivalry tonight. Gibbon will get the ball on the first possession of his second half. And Milks Keyes and Andrew Reinertsen, who had a giant first half. Back to Milks between the circles to Reinertsen. Top of the key. Now he goes into the paint. Pops, and it's a little shy. And the ball goes out of bounds. Kenton was after that. Kearney Catholic touched it last, and Milks will put the ball in play. Stroh is to his right. They go deep to Dzinski. Now back to Stroh, or rather Milks. Now out front to Reinertsen near the top of the key. Fakes once, pops from just inside the three, and it's a little long. He hasn't got his range here in the second half yet. Holtmeyer brings it down. 7.5 to go, third period. Holtmeyer, bounce pass to Jackson, back out to Holtmeyer, who has three fouls, goes into the paint, lays it up. And it's no good, but a foul is called. And so Blake Holtmeyer will go to the line and try and bring his team back to within 8 points. They've been as close as 7 points since the very early going. First shot by Holtmeyer is off the front of the rim, no good. Bounces once, bends the knees, puts it up. That's good. And Holtmeyer has a point from the free throw line. Pressure put on by Kearney Catholic. Stroh breaks it to Reinertsen. Reinertsen now down court to Dzinski. Dzinski goes into the paint, then flips it back out to Milk. Milk to Reinertsen near the top of the key. Works into the paint, lays it up, and it's good. Nothing but net that one.
Beautiful floater just right in the lane. Riley just a finesse move there. Got the 2 points.
Kearney Catholic brings it down, nearly losing it out of bounds. Good effort by Zach Jackson to save it, but he touched it last. And Milks will key the ball in for Gibbon. Again, Kearney Catholic puts on full court pressure. Stroh back and forth from Dzinski. Back to Stroh. One on three there as they break it down to Dzinski in the forecourt. Back to Stroh. Dzinski has it now into the paint. Goes out to the corner. Milks fakes once. Goes back into the lane. Leaves it off. Shot is up, and it is good by Dzinski. Dzinski lays it up and in, and it's 36-23. Gibbon by 13. More to Holtmeyer, and he walks with it.
Messel and Pierce into the game. Kearney Catholic trying the full court press, trying to get something going here.
Ball goes into Stroh by Gibbon. Passed out to Dzinski. Stops at the top of the key, waiting for someone to catch up with him. Now goes over on the right-hand side to Kenton. Back out to Stroh between the circles. He's being pursued there by Pierce. Now they go on the left wing to Dzinski. Works it around to his right. Stops, leaves it off for Stroh. Stroh comes back the other way. Back over to Dzinski. Corner left side. No good. Reinertsen with the rebound. Pops from three. And he's a little short on that one. And Kearney Catholic clears away. Outlet pass down court to Holtmeyer. Brady Holtmeyer is no good, but a follow shot by Blake is. And it's 36-25. Stroh, left side, baseline, leaves it off for Kenton. Back to Dzinski now into the paint. He's cut off. Right side, Milk to Kenton. Back out to Milk. Reinertsen, or rather Dzinski, into the paint. Shot is up and good. And Jared Dzinski has 4 points here in the second half, 38-25. Left corner, Pierce, shot, no good, cleared by Reinertsen. 4:51 to go, third period. Gibbon with a 38-25 lead over the Kearney Catholic Stars. Jorzynski works it to the between the circles, leaves it off for Milk to Reinertsen, back over to Stroh. Reinertsen, low post, goes fade away in the paint. Shot is no good. He just has not his range here in the second half. Moore for Kearney Catholic, picked up by Reinertsen. Into the right corner, nothing there. Back out to Moore. Now in the right corner again. Shot is up, in and out, taken by Mestel. Followed shot by Holtmeyer is good, and he's fouled as he went to the cage. And so they give him the two and the chance to make three. 38-27 is your score, and Kearney Catholic now is back under a 13-point deficit down to 11. He'll try and make it 10. I'm just showing off with my arithmetic there.
Yeah, Holtmeyer, 1-2 from the free throw line tonight. Or Blake.
Second time that he's had the opportunity, a three-point conversion. He made the first one. And here comes the second. He does that. And it's 38-28. Kearney Catholic down by 10.
Kearney Catholic pulling that full-court man-to-man pressure here. Just trying to get a turnover.
Dorzynski keys the ball in to Stroh. Rodriguez checked into the ball game, and he's got it now. Approaching half court, leaves it off for Stroh. Goes into the forecourt, being covered by Bryce James. Stroh keeps it himself. Dorzynski now backs off between the circles. Leaves it off for Rodriguez. TJ works left side, leaves it for Dorzynski. Now Stroh has it. Stroh to Reinertsen. And we've got a whistle.
Offensive foul away from the ball.
Way across court. And the foul is called on Dakota Kenton. 3:50 to go in the third. Gibbon still strong by 10. You have a feeling two things could happen here. Reinertsen could just break free and pull apart, or Kearney Catholic could put it together.
Yeah,
you just feel like this is not the way the game's going to end in the fourth period. Either Gibbon's going to catch fire or Kearney Catholic is. Key and pass down underneath. Holtmeyer lays it up and good. It's 38-30.
Yeah, that's Blake's eighth point. He's got all of Kearney Catholic's points here in the second half. He'll be a key if they come back in this game.
Rodriguez is being harassed by Kearney Catholic. Loses the ball. Holtmeyer picks it up, goes to the rack. He lays it up. It's good. And he's fouled going in. So another opportunity for Blake Holtmeyer for a three. Three the hard way. 3:22 in the third. 38-32. Given on top by six. Holtmeyer's shot is good. 38-33. Full court pressure. Stroh being covered by Jackson, breaks across midcourt. Leaves it off for Milk to Dorzynski. Reinertsen on the left wing. Has a notion at a three. No shot there, though. Back over to Stroh. Now they go to Dorzynski, right corner. Reinertsen, low post, goes in. Tries the turnaround. Fade away. Got it. Riley Reinertsen with two more. He's in the mid-teens, heading for 20.
Yeah, nice job there by Blake Holtmeyer going up straight up because he had three fouls. He didn't want to pick up that four.
40-33, Kearney Catholic on offense. Shooting from the left corner and missing is Zach Jackson. Follow shot is good by Holtmeyer. And well, he's in there. He's trying to make the best of it with those three fouls. Stroh across half court. Ball's kicked by Jackson. Lose the dribble. And the foul is called on Zach Jackson. 14 fouls on Gibbon, one on Kearney Catholic here in the second half. 2:20 to go in the third. Stroh has it, works it to Reinertsen near the top of the key, hands it to Milk. Back to Reinertsen, feeding down low. Kenton off the glass, nice touch, good. Dakota Kenton has two more, 42-35. And they maintain that seven-point margin. 1-3-1 is what Kearney Catholic faces in the corner. Bouncing underneath to Zach Jackson, can't make it foul. And Stroh clears it away, almost loses the dribble, saved by Milk. Now a bunch of stars are ready to jump back into the ball game as Reinersons has it, works it around to the right side, tries to feed down low to Milk, knocked away by Jackson, stops under the basket, shoots good. We had Brady Holtmeyer, I'm sorry. And that's his fourth points of the second half, 42-37. Stroh to half court. Tries to get it to Zinski, intercepted by Moore. Underneath, Holtmeyer, good. And that time is Blake Holtmeyer. 8 points from the field in the third period. And a timeout is going to be called by Gibbon. So with your score, the Buffaloes 42 and the Stars 39. A three-point game now. And like I said, you just had that feeling that something was going to happen, that it was not going to maintain a 10-point game, that either Reinertsen was going to catch fire, which could still happen, or the Stars were going to get their act together.
Yeah, Riley's made two baskets, but it feels like he's probably missed about three or four more. That might be the difference. Kearney Catholic's really upped the pressure since they put on that full-court press, making a lot of their shots, taking good shots, not forcing any bad shots either. Kearney Catholic finding the back of the net, cuts it down to a one-possession game, only 3 points now, and looks like they'll probably bring another full-court press here, Craig.
Riley had the range from close in the first half, and he's having a great game. He's only got 4 points in the second half after 14 points in the first. Here comes Gibbon now after the timeout, a minute seven to go in the third. Stroh just outside the timeline to Milk. Kenton, Dzinski between the circles. Now to Stroh. Right side, Milk in the corner, back out to Stroh. Dzinski doesn't have a shot. 42 seconds to go. Reinertsen back to Dzinski, drives near the baseline, puts it up, good. Jared Dzinski, 6 points in the third period. Half minute to go in the third. Right side, a three-point attempt, in and out, no good by Zach Jackson. Cleared away by Gibbon. Dzinski takes a long pass, puts it up, and is fouled as he goes to the rack. Bryce James picks up the foul, second team foul on Kearney Catholic. Dzinski is at the line, and he's a little shy on his first shot. So the score remains 44-39. Blake Holtmeyer comes back in, as does Brady Holtmeyer and Matt Moore for Kearney Catholic. For Gibbon, it's still Stroh, Dzinski, Kenton, Reinertsen, and Milk. Shot is in and out, no good. 44-39, it remains. Matt Moore down across half court. Into the corner. Holtmeyer takes a long shot. Brady Holtmeyer, no good. And that is the end of period number three. Back in a minute with the fourth quarter on what could be a very exciting finish. On Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio 1460 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. It's Gibbon 44, Kearney Catholic 39.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners. But what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call Agent Joe Methy.
The opening of the fourth period of play here. Kearney Catholic down by as much as 13. Now within five. Gibbon trying to fend off the Stars and defend their 10-4 season record here at home. Reinertsen meets Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer gets it over to Moore. Moore to Moore. Back to Matt Moore. Now Jackson. Moore in the paint, kicks it back out, and the shot by Brady Holtmeyer. Derek Jackson, rather, is up and good. 44-42, a two-point ball game. Stroh suffering from the double-teaming now. Gets a pass to Milks. Milks can't get it back over to him and is stolen away by Kearney Catholic. Yet another turnover on some tenacious defense by the Stars. Moore has it now back out to Jackson into the corner. Blake Holtmeyer back to Jackson. Matt Moore, baseline. Now he flips it, and it is intercepted by Givens-Dorzynski to Reinertsen. Goes to the rack. Layup won't fall. Holtmeyer, Blake Holtmeyer clears it away. Long outlet pass. It is laid up and good by Matt Moore. And Matt Moore only has 4 points tonight, but that was a key two, and it's tied up at 44. Now Stroh, it's a new ball game. 6:34 to go in it. Stroh feeding in the paint, back out. Milk, right side, cans it from three.
Huge three-pointer countering Kearney Catholic's run. You had said it was either going to be a kind of a separation there. Kearney Catholic brought it back in. Huge three there by Milks trying to stop the Kearney Catholic run.
6:10 to go. Holtmeyer down underneath to Moore. Moore tries to go to the rack, turns around, not going to fall. Dorzynski tied up under the basket. And we're going to get a foul called on Kearney Catholic. The foul is called on Derek Jackson. Third team foul on Kearney Catholic. That is Derek's first personal foul. Milks will put the ball in from the end line. He's got Dorzynski and Stroh back in the backcourt with him. Stars go one-on-one with full court pressure. Dorzynski leaves it off for Stroh. They're still not in the forecourt yet. Back to Stroh. They sag in on him with two guys. Pull it away, it's Moore. Leaves it off for Holtmeyer under the basket. Matt Moore lays it up and good. 47-46. Given by one. Stroh across half court. Gets it to Kenton. Kenton to Dorzynski. Off the glass. Good. And Jared Dorzynski has 8 points in the second half. And every one of those important as the Gibbon Buffaloes try to hang on here with a three-point lead. 49-46. 5:10 to go. Moore to Jackson from three. Too long. Reinertsen clears. Riley Reinertsen takes it down himself across half court. Right side, pops from three, top of the key, no! Holtmeyer takes it down himself all the way down court, underneath to Jackson. Can't get it off. Stroh pulls it away, comes down himself. We've got a whistle and a foul. A foul is called on Moore. Not Matt Moore.
Cam Moore. A lot of contact on the other side. I think Kearney Catholic crowd might want to see a call there. They haven't been too pleased with the officials tonight, but three-point ball game. They're still in it.
4:43 in the ball game. Milks into the corner to Reinerson, fade away from the corner, and he just doesn't have the range. Blake Holtmeyer takes it down himself. Double dribble. And it turns it back over to Gibbon. Still an eternity left in this very close ball game, 49-46, as Reinerson takes the key in pass from Stroh. Garrett Stroh to Reinerson. Reinerson being picked up by Brady Holtmeyer. Brady Holtmeyer on Reinerson, who goes inside the timeline. Leaves it off now for Dorzynski. Out to Milk between the circles. Right wing, Grove. To Dorzynski, back to Stroh in the corner. And Dorzynski is fouled, I think, by Blake Holtmeyer. And that's going to be four fouls on Blake. But he did a good job of holding off on getting that fourth one. He's played a lot of minutes with three.
Kind of just tried to maybe reach for the ball. I think that was a foul maybe he could have avoided, but he's going to stay in the game. He's too valuable for them to come out with just 4 minutes to go here, Craig.
Milks puts the ball in to Stroh. Stroh at midcourt. Picked up by Derek Jackson. Dorzynski in the right corner. Has a notion. Kenton now. Reinerson calling out the signals, goes inside the timeline. Signals Stroh to come around now. Milks has it over on the left side, back to Stroh. Kicks it back out. Dorzynski between the circles now moves to his right to Stroh. Reinerson trying to work his way across the paint. Nobody's seeing him open yet. Back out to Milks. The top of the key, it's Kenton. Kenton now to Stroh near the right wing to Milks. Reinerson down low on the post. Stroh shoots from the right side of the circle. It's off the lip and no good. Kearney Catholic clears away. That was a long possession. 3:03 to go in this one now. Still a three-point game in favor of Gibbon. Kearney Catholic will call a timeout right here. It's a 30-second timeout. Kearney Catholic calls that one down by three to the Gibbon Buffaloes. We said Gibbon at 10-4 defending home court tonight. Kearney Catholic 7-9. But as we said in the early going, a number of those losses were extremely tight. Maybe one like tonight, you don't know. Could go either way yet.
Yeah, and a nice job on that last possession by the Holtmeyer brothers. Double teaming Riley whenever he was in the post. Blake was fronting him, and Brady was behind him, kind of limiting the possession. It was a one-minute possession, like you said, seemed to take a while. They didn't come away with any points, so Kearney Catholic now under 3 minutes to go, three-point ball game. They didn't get a bucket here, or they're going to have to start thinking about fouling on their next possession.
Timeout brought to you by Joe Methy Insurance. Check your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney. Holtmeyer keys the ball into Moore. Over to Zach Jackson. In the corner, left side, shot, no good. Kearney Catholic clears it. With the ball popping from the left side of the circle, Bryce James gets two, and it's 49-48. Gibbon with the ball, facing pressure that they fall back now. Gets a pick from Kenton. Now to Milk on the right side. Back out to Stroh between the circles. Looks to his left. There he finds Kenton. Kenton tied up on the wing, back out now out front to Stroh. Milks. Reinerson is down low, takes the pass, and a whistle blows.
Ball was kicked there, so no foul there on any of the Holtmeyers.
Number 14, Brady Holtmeyer. And number
30, mass substitutions for Kearney Catholic here.
All right. On that one, both of the Moores come in. And Derek Jackson re-enters the ball game. Reinerson has the ball top of the key. Turns around, circle, jump shot, good. Riley Reinerson nails that one. 51-48. Under two to go now with a three-point lead for Gibbon. Right side, Matt Moore. Stops, has a notion, has to leave it off now. Back out to Jackson, to Moore. Loses the ball out of bounds. Gibbon gets it back. Every possession is critical now, and these turnovers this late in the game, this tight of game, will kill you. Yeah. Milks will put the ball in play from the far sideline, gets it to Reinertsen. Riley will clear it down court himself. Nice dribbling there by Riley Reinertsen as he goes across the midcourt, gets it to Dzinski. Dzinski looking for some help. Left-handed dribbler leaves it off for Reinertsen. Back to Dzinski. Milks wants the ball. He can't get it there. Reinertsen now comes over to help him. Back to Stroh near midcourt. 1:15 to go. Clock is ticking. Three-point lead. Blake Holtmeyer steps in, takes it away, goes to the rack, and it won't fall. But there is a foul on him as he went for the shot. And a chance for Holtmeyer to bring his team within a point. 1:09 to go in this one.
Yeah, perfect job just reading that pass. Intercepted it just like a defensive back. Took it all the way. Almost got the and one there, but he'll try to get two at the line here.
51-48. Blake Holtmeyer at the line for two. Good is the first one. Stars send Bryce James back into the ball game. And also back in is Harrison Pierce. Second shot by Holtmeyer is good, and it's 51-50. 1:09 to go. Full court pressure. Gibbon Stroh has it in the rear court, leaves it off for Riley Reinertsen, who came back to help him. Almost steps out of bounds, and a timeout is going to be called here by Gibbon. Another Joe Methy Insurance timeout. Now's the time to see Joe Methy for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance of Kearney. Take a 30-second timeout, back in a half minute. Your score, 51-50. Gibbon on top of Kearney Catholic on 1460 AM and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs.
They will have the ball with Milks keying the ball into Kenton or Brzezinski. Riley Reinertsen is in the forecourt near him. He breaks with the ball, and Dorzinski comes up with it. Back to Milks. Milks has it near the top of the key. Back to Reinertsen. At midcourt, Reinertsen to his left on the wing. Looking for a shot here. They'd like it to be a three. Reinertsen's the guy to do it, although he's not been on target here in the second half particularly well. And holding the ball is Stroh, and he's going to be fouled by Kearney Catholic.
Needed a foul there so they could get closer to the bonus so they can send Gibbon to the line there.
Timeout is going to be taken here by Kearney Catholic again. Brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance. Back in a half minute on 1460 AM and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Still 51-50, Gibbon with the one-point lead.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
As if on cue, there's our crowd getting into it here again. They have to send some school officials over to keep everybody back off the court on the giving sideline there as they were getting really into it. 51-50. Gibbon has the single point lead. And the time on the clock is 39.7 seconds.
Yeah, 35-34 Centura at the end of three on our sister station. Classic gets 98-9. 51-50 here. Under 40 seconds. Carney Catholic will need to foul here, you would think. You don't want to send a guy like Ryerson to the lines. It'll be an interesting strategy here.
I had a couple of dandy ones there on 98-9. All right, we got a dandy going here. Milks is going to put the ball in play. A single point lead for Gibbon. They go to Reinertsen. Reinertsen is tied up by two folks. He gets it back to Milks. Milks, they sag in on him with three people. Now he gets it to Stroh. Stroh back out to Reinertsen near midcourt. 26 seconds to go. And a foul is committed by Kearney Catholic. An intentional foul, of course. And that's going to send Milks to the line. 1-1. So everything here is huge.
Yeah, oh yeah. 1-1 situation. You want to make both here.
First shot by Milks, good. And it's 52-50. Bonus shot coming up. He's got it. 53-50. Cool Milks on that one. Goes two for from the line and a three-point lead. Kearney Catholic needs a three. And they get it! It's Matt Moore. Ties it at three. 13.3 seconds to go. Timeout is called by Kearney Catholic. Timeout brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. We'll be back in a half a minute to the Gibbon Gym. A tie game. We may have an OT. 13 seconds, though, on the clock. We'll see. Back in 30 seconds.
Just arrived at Crossroads Ford in Kearney. 2013 Ford Taurus Limited. Low miles, has navigation, sunroof, heated front seats. 2011 Ford Fusion SEL four-door V6 has sunroof and leather heated front seats with low miles. 2010 Nissan Altima SL has sunroof and leather. 2011 Ford Edge Limited, all-wheel drive, low miles, navigation, Vista roof, leather. All have had multi-point inspection and are ready to sell fast. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
Here's the situation, 53-all. Kearney Catholic took the timeout with 13.3 seconds on the clock. Since they started putting decimal points in, 13.3 isn't eternity in basketball anymore.
In this game, it sure feels like it, the way both teams have been playing back and forth, back and forth. Kearney Catholic's been scraping here in the second half to tie this baby up at 53.
Gibbon had double-digit leads throughout the game, and then Kearney Catholic tightened things down, and it's tied now. Gibbon with the key in pass. Full court pressure by Kearney Catholic. Reinertsen in the corner. And a timeout is going to be taken by Gibbon. With 8.8 seconds to go, I think we'll keep it right here. I don't want to miss anything.
Riley was trapped in the corner. The timeout came all the way from the bench, so a smart timeout there. Just because if you don't, you can almost waste all 8 seconds of those in the backcourt. So now you can set up, draw a play, and try and get something to go. Maybe get the last shot of the game here to try and avoid overtime and get the win.
Methy Insurance timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance of Kearney. Make sure you check with Joe for your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Well, it took a one-minute timeout to get things set up. Reinertsen was cornered over in the rear court. His coach wisely stepped up and called the timeout. And so they've got to get a plan here because they've got, if they don't want to go into overtime, and why would you if you got a shot? They got 8.8 seconds to get the ball in the hands of some downtown shooter. And I mean, they're going to have to go from Front Street to get the ball into the rim at this. Reinertsen takes the key in pass. He's tied up over there, 6 seconds. Breaks it. Stroh's got it on Holtmeyer. Goes to the rack. Won't fall. Holtmeyer clears it away. That's the end of regulation at 53 points apiece. Wow. So it'll be an overtime.
Yeah, he had the look, made a spin move, was just there. Just Ted didn't have enough English on it, hit the bottom of the rim. So we're in overtime here in Gibbon.
All right, let's take a two-minute timeout. Two-minute timeout. We'll be back with the overtime period after this. And with your score, 53-53, Gibbon Kearney Catholic on ESPN 1460 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance.
Barney Insurance.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
And Blake Holtmeyer. Two guys that are key in this overtime of 4 minutes. Although someone jumped the gun there literally and clocked it down a second already without anybody putting the ball in the air. Okay, here we go. 4 minutes on the clock. It's OT. 53 all. Tip controlled by Kearney Catholic. Matt Moore, he of the three-point clutch shot at the buzzer. Near, with 13 seconds to go, nearly. With the ball over to Holtmeyer. Shot is up, no good, and Moore follows. And it's 55-53. Kearney Catholic takes the lead for the first time tonight. .346 on the overtime clock. Moore gets the 3-point, and it's 56-53. Gibbon with plenty of time, just has to work their game now. And Stroh brings it across into the forecourt. Reinertsen would like to catch fire right about now. Three, top of the key, and it won't fall. Goes up almost over the glass on the carom off of the basket. So it's a dead ball, and Kearney Catholic will get the ball from the end line. Matt Moore brings it down for the Stars. Moore to Moore. And he will go into the lane. Shot is up and no good, but he traveled with it in the meantime. And that'll turn it back over to the Buffs. 3:15 to go in overtime. We ended regulation at 53. Stroh, down court pass to Drzezinski. Drzezinski slows it up, leaves it out for Reinertsen. Riley's had some shots in the second half, but they have not fallen. He had a notion there. Gets it over now to Kenton, back to Reinertsen. Reinertsen from the free throw line, fall away, cannot find the range, and it bounces off again. 56-53, the score remains. 2:45 to go in overtime. Reinertsen on Moore. Milks helps out. They break it, get it underneath. Moore pulls up off the glass. Good.
Good ball movement, just breaking the double teams. Riley time.
Down court, Riley Reinertsen lays it up and gets two back. So it's 58-55. Riley Reinertsen's been dry from the field for a while. He laid it in that time from close up. They'd like to see him gun for about three here sometime. Matt Moore on the left wing. Bounce pass back out to Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer. Shot outside. A three attempt. No good by Brady Holtmeyer. Reinertsen has the ball in the forecourt now as he cleared it away for the Gibbon Buffaloes. Waits for Drzezinski to come out, set a pick, and he does. Can't get around the corner. Stays out back court. Pops from three. Reinertsen won't fall. And a foul is called under the basket on Garrett Strode. Minute 38 to go in overtime. Kearney Catholic closing a 13-point gap. Tying at 53 with 13 seconds to go after a clutch 1-1 shot sunk by Stroh, right? Or Milks, rather. So there's some clutch shooting in the last three shots of regulation. Now Matt Moore's at the line on that foul. First shot is good. And it's 59-55. And a two-possession lead here for Kearney Catholic. Moore will get one more. And it's good. 60-55. Full court pressure put on by Kearney Catholic. Stroh and Milks break it. They go to the forward court. Underneath, all alone to Ziskin. He's going to get fouled. All over him was Tyler Mestel. On all over the shoulder. And that's going to send Ozinski to the line. He went low. Mestel went over the top. Those things happen in basketball. First shot by Dorzinski is good. Boy, there's been some clutch play here by both teams late in the going. Number 60-56. Back to a two-possession game. And the second shot by Dorzinski is no good. Rolls off, and Blake Holtmeyer clears it away. 4-point lead for Given. Minute 23 to go in overtime. Under the basket, Moore has the ball blocked and out of bounds by Stroh. Great play by Garrett Stroh. He committed the foul last time around that sent Moore to the line. Matt Moore to the line. Kearney Catholic puts the ball in play. Matt Moore has it now. Outside the timeline, right side. Bounce pass to Moore, back to Matt Moore. Over in the corner, feeding to Jackson, to Holtmeyer. Ball away, no good. Ball is fought for under the basket. They're going to call a jump here. And on alternating possessions, Reinertsen says it's Givens ball. Who am I to argue? Milks will key it all in from the baseline. 57.3 seconds to go in the overtime clock. It's a 60-56 lead for Kearney Catholic. Ball goes in to Stroh. Facing pressure by Pierce. Breaks it. Stroh goes all the way into the paint. Puts the shot up. It's blocked out of bounds. No foul. Given retains possession. 48 seconds to go. Deep in the rear court. Reinertsen has it now. Goes and feeds underneath the Stroh. Off the glass. Good. Garrett Stroh makes it 60-58. A one possession lead for Kearney Catholic with 33 seconds to go in overtime. To Blake Holtmeyer. Feeds underneath the basket. Can't get the shot. Kick it back out front to Pierce. And a timeout's going to be called here by whom? Kearney Catholic. Timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance. Check your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Check your pulse.
Yeah.
Let's be back in 30 seconds here. 60-58. Kearney Catholic with a 2-point lead. And we're ticking down in the final seconds of the first overtime.
How many of us like all the fancy frills and sugar-coated talk when it comes to buying a big item like our next car or truck? If you're like us at Killian Motors, you just like straight talk. No games, no gimmicks, just upfront honest pricing with no hidden fees or charges after the sale. If you like to shop with no pressure, no hype for your next new or used vehicle and find out about our straight talk where service after the sale is our biggest goal, then try us at Killian Motors. 8th and Central Kearney.
Pushing going on here in Gibbon. 23.4 seconds on the scoreboard clock. We're in the first overtime. And Kearney Catholic called the timeout. They will get possession back. Holtmeyer will key it in from the far sideline to Moore. Moore back to Holtmeyer, to Matt Moore now. And he's being covered by Milks and Reinertsen near midcourt. Ball is on the ground. A travel is being requested by Gibbon, but a timeout instead is going to be called by Kearney Catholic.
Yep, Moore.
Brought to you by, you best it, the Joe Methy Shelter. I'll tell you what,
Joe's getting,
we might not have had a whole lot in the first half, but Joe's getting a bunch here in the second half. Courtesy Joe Methy Shelter Insurance for home, life, or business insurance.
It looked like Matt Moore might have fallen down. That's why Reinertsen for Gibbon was hoping for the travel call, but he had called the timeout, gave the fist. So we'll have a very limited amount of time. You want to get the ball, the hand, the ball to your best free throw shooter for Kearney Catholic, and you would think that that would be Matt Moore. He was just trapped there in the corner, so Kearney Catholic up two with very little time to go here. Need to get to the line and make some free throws if they want to win this game.
Matt Moore has had five clutch points here in the closing seconds of regulation and the opening seconds of the overtime. 60-58, which way will it go? 12.7 seconds to go. From the sideline, Holtmeyer will try and find a teammate. Moore takes the key in back to Holtmeyer. Into the corner now, and a foul is called. Foul is called on Milks, and Blake Holtmeyer goes to the line. This is huge.
Yeah, and he's pretty good tonight from the line. 5 of 6 for the senior. Just a 1-1, though, situation two.
1+1. And a timeout's going to be called by the Gibbon Buffaloes. What is the strategy after this timeout from Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance of Kearney?
Well, Reinertsen called timeout there just to try and do the old icing of the free throw shooter. You see that a lot in football. Try and let Blake think about it for the next minute. Obviously, if Kearney Catholic makes both, if you're given, you either got to go down and get a three or a quick two and an immediate foul. If he makes one and misses one, you would want to do the same thing. Probably want to go for a three there. If he misses both, you settle for the last shot. You try to get a two to send this game to double overtime. So, I mean, you've got different scenarios all based off of what Blake does at the free throw line. Again, like I said, he was 5 of 6. During regulation, so not a bad guy to have at the free throw line. It's going to be an exciting finish, that's for sure.
You're never far away from some great basketball here on your Platte River radio stations. 98.9 with a couple of great ones from St. Paul tonight. St. Paul and Centura going at it, and both the boys and girls within a couple of points of one another.
Yeah, we just got a final on that one. St. Paul, 47-44 victory. And in the girls' game, we did have Centura win that one 38-37 in overtime. So a lot of close games tonight in the Lou Platte Conference.
Kearney Catholic plays one of those in the girls. Will they break 10? I mean. There's some defense going on there. All right, Holtmeyer at the line. First shot is good. 60-58.
Big free throw here. It'll make a two-possession game.
Yep. Second shot is huge for Holtmeyer. And it's good. Two possession game, 4-point lead for Kearney Catholic. Stroh wastes no time. Crosses half court. Nice dribble. Takes a three. Got it. Got it. And Stroh pulls to within 1 point. Or did they give him a two?
2-point basket. That's a
2-point basket. Wow. Okay.
I was like you, my initial thought was a three-pointer, but the ref was staring right at the play, called it a two. So now another interesting strategy. Instead of a one-point game, the one-and-one situation could make this harder for Gibbon had that been a three.
62-60, another Joe Methy Insurance called timeout. Time to check your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Call Joe Methy Shelter Insurance in Kearney. So we're burning timeouts left and right here. Both teams have 8 team fouls. There's not a whole lot going to go on as far as anybody pulling away here. So you're right, those single point. And who's got fouls to give? I mean.
Yeah, and they're both out of timeouts now. So a bad inbound pass, if you get trapped, you can't call a timeout. Otherwise, it's an automatic free throw situation here. So you want to have a good inbounder. You want to have your best inbounder taking the ball out right now. It looks like it'll be Blake Holtmeyer.
4.5 seconds to go. And Holtmeyer will put the ball in from the baseline. Goes way down court to Moore. Wide open, and he's going to get fouled intentionally by Stroh with 2 seconds to go.
Four fouls on Stroh now.
Number 3, Bryce James. Number 23, Harrison Pierce.
Moore at the line. 2-point lead, 2 seconds on the clock. Two shots at stake. He's got to sink both to ice this one, and he doesn't. First shot is no good. Reinertsen comes down with it, loses the dribble. That's the ball game. As time expires, Reinertsen was looking to take it all the way, but he did not have a high percentage second half. He had a good first half. He had 14 points in the first half, but Riley Reinertsen was not able to pull that one out for Gibbon. And the final score in one overtime, Kearney Catholic 62 and Gibbon 60. A Kearney Catholic sweep tonight in the 9-county series. We're going to take a 2-minute timeout. We'll be back with your Misco Sporting Goods postgame report on 1460 AM, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio, and PlatteRiverPreps.com on the World Wide Web.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Well, after this thriller at Gibbon, it's time for the Misco Sporting Goods post-game report. Keep you geared up for the games for years and will for years to come. We called Misco's at the Ord storefront location at AC. And before the games begin with a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Misco's now. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. I'm not sure the old ticker was equipped for this game here in the second stanza of the Gibbon Kearney Catholic doubleheader tonight. First game was a runaway by Kearney Catholic's Lady Stars by 49 points. And tonight, in the nightcap, we saw Gibbon jump off to a lead that they maintained in double digits through a good portion of the ball game. 3/4 of the ball game, a significant lead for Gibbon. But Kearney Catholic, little by little, was chipping away. They pulled to within 5 points, then three, then one, then back down to two, and then finally was tied up at 44-44. From that point, Gibbon took the lead back, and they had the lead until the very final seconds of the ball game. And a nice pressure shooting by Ryan Milks. He went 2 for 2 from the free throw line, and it looked like that might be enough to distance Gibbon. They were out front by three with 13 seconds to go. The ball went down court, and then a pressure shot, a three-pointer made by Matt Moore, and that tied things up with 13.3 seconds to go. No more scoring after that in regulation. It became a 53-53 after four, and then we went into the overtime. And right now, there's a lot of people walking around just shaking their heads going, I can't believe this. It ended up 62 to 60. I looked at the wrong quarter there. 62 to 60 for the final score. Are you ready for some stats?
Yeah, of
okay.
Course.
Yep. Jeff Babel has stats.
A couple of team stats real quick. It was a 32-22 first half score in favor of Gibbon, and then the second half it was 31-21. So 1 point either way. Gibbon won the first half. Kearney Catholic won the second half. So it basically, obviously, 1 point either way. It came down to overtime, and it was Kearney Catholic coming out on top 9-7 in overtime. So the extra 2 points, some money free throws there by Cam Moore and Blake Holtmeyer to ice the one away. Blake Holtmeyer led scorers according to my book. I had him for 19 points. He did have 8 rebounds, including 7 of 8 at the free throw line. So big job there by Blake Holtmeyer. Matt Moore had 11 points for the Stars. Brady Holtmeyer with 14. Cam Moore with 7. And Nathan Howe with a 3. Bryce James with the 2. Tyler Mestel and Derek Jackson each with the 2 as well. The Stars were 3 of 12 from downtown. And then since they didn't get to the line in the first half, they did get to the line quite a bit in that second half, making only missing 2 free throws. And if my math is right, it looks like they went to the line 14 times, so they only made 12 of 14. That's a nice percentage there for the Stars. Gibbon, led by Riley Ryerson, according to my book, he had 24, was a little bit colder in the second half, as we noted in the broadcast. Just couldn't get the shots that did fall in that first half. He did finish with 8 rebounds as well, 1 of 2 from the line. Milks chipped in 12. Dershinsky chipped in 14 for the Buffaloes. Garrett Stroh with 9. And Dakota Kent with a bucket there in the third quarter for the Buffaloes. They did turn the ball over 11 times. They forced Kearney Catholic to turn the ball over 7 times as well. Gibbon was 4 of 12 from three-point land. Just a well-fought, hard game. The stats were pretty equal for both teams. That's why it was pretty equal on the scoreboard. Kearney Catholic just was able to make a little bit more clutch free throws and buckets down the stretch to pull away with this 2-point overtime victory, 62-60 for the Stars.
The Stars' locker room must have been an emotional one right after this, and for a while, because the players are now just emerging from their locker room and being greeted by their fans. So they must have shared a moment or two about losing a lot of close ones and now winning a close one.
I'm sure the pep talk, I mean, they've lost what, a half a dozen 1 to 2 three-point ball games, and this was finally one that, you know, you had that eerie feeling where it was it's going to be another one. But finally, Kearney Catholic was able to get on the good side of this one and win this one by 2 in overtime and win that close game. That might be something that they need to get something going around sub-district time.
Yeah, and on the other hand, we posed that scenario that it felt like Reinertsen, you know, could conceivably have caught fire.
Yeah.
Don't want to put that on Riley because he's done some great things here in Gibbon with basketball. But, man, a couple of those shots that looked like they should have fallen just didn't. And what do you do? I mean, he was not taking bad shots. They just didn't fall. The touch that he had in the first half, that he got a majority of those 24 points, not there in the second half. And so Gibbon will fall to 10-5. Kearney Catholic will climb to 8-9. And we're going to pack up and head back down Highway 30.